Today marks the 30th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that made abortion legal and made abortion a hot-button issue in American politics. This year, like every year since 1973, the day is an occasion for rallies, vigils, and speeches throughout the country. One of the largest rallies, the annual March for Life in Washington, had thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators thronging the National Mall. NPR's Jackie Northam was there.
An icy wind howled down the National Mall, wrapping itself around the anti-abortion demonstrators. There were thousands of men, women, and children carrying banners, handing out leaflets, and networking with each other. From a platform overlooking the crowd came a series of fiery and often emotional speeches. At one point, teenagers carried out small white caskets, each one representing one of the 30 years since the Roe v. Wade decision.
1974. 1975.
Despite the morbid effect of the pile of tiny caskets, there was a sense of optimism in the chilly air, a hope that maybe this would be the year that things changed. One source of that optimism was a speech to the crowd delivered by President Bush via broadcast link from St. Louis. The president addressed one of the most contentious parts of the abortion issue, a certain late-term procedure opponents call partial birth abortion.
My hope is that the United States Congress will pass a bill this year banning partial birth abortion, which I will sign.
This year's anniversary comes at a time when the political landscape should favor those hoping to overturn the Supreme Court decision. Republicans control the House, the White House, and the Senate, and opposition to abortion is part of their party platform. But March for Life organizer Nellie Gray says she's been fighting this battle for a long time. And Gray says even if all the signs point to a reversal of the Supreme Court decision, she knows nothing is certain.
We just have to see. Congressmen and many other people say they're pro-life and we don't know what they're going to do. So the important point is we just have to see and work with it.
Also face the active opposition of abortion rights proponents. While a later separate rally was scheduled for their side, some wanted to show up at the March for Life to make sure both sides of the argument were represented. Holly Stamatopoulos from Washington, D.C., was standing on the steps of the Supreme Court, holding a sign that said, "Keep abortion legal."
I believe it's necessary for there to be quiet opposition during events, just part of the American debate.
Debate over the issue itself often gives way to talk about tactics. Anti-abortion activist Ed Chanick from Columbus, Ohio, has been to rallies for years.
We continue march. We continue to write our congressmen. We're trying to change, stay within the law and change it within the laws, within the rights, our rights as citizens of this country.
Chanick says the other key is educating a new generation. Indeed, the rally featured many adolescents and teenagers, some carrying placards, others carrying guitars. 17-year-old Jordan Hooker traveled from Ohio to attend the rally. He says he heard about it through his church group.
I went to some of the meetings and they were talking about it. I felt really interested. And for my first time, I just want to observe. And I just want to see what goes on. And I mean, I'll definitely be back.
Hooker smiled, shrugged his shoulders, and continued his walk up the mall. Braced against the wind, his face turned towards the Supreme Court. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.